escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. We're talking with Sasha Dunnable, the guitarist and vocalist from Intronaut. They have a new album called Fluid Existential Inversions out February 28th on Metal Blade Records. We've been playing their new single, Cabenzies, for a couple weeks now. First off, Sasha, how you doing, man? It's probably around 70 degrees down in Southern California now, isn't it?
Bastard.
It's always 70 degrees here, yeah. So
not
easy
bad.
Guess.
Not bad, not
yeah.
bad.
Well, yeah, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us. We were also nerding out on your guitars. Sasha's also a luthier. Would you call yourself? He's a pro luthier. You're way beyond the realm of pro luthier at this point. With Dunnable guitars.
I guess technically, yes, we do make guitars. So yeah, luthier is, I guess, a word people use for that. Okay. I've never called myself that personally, but yeah.
There was a thing we were checking out before we went on air with you, and it was actually something that became kind of a viral clip recently. Oh, yeah. You made a guitar that also doubles as a weed pipe.
Mm.
That's pretty insane, man. I can only assume what made you think of that. It was just smoking weed and playing guitar.
Yeah, well, we made one for the Psycho Smokeout Festival earlier in 2019, and yeah, I was just riffing with those guys, and we came up with that idea, and yeah, that clip of like Yob and Oofa Mammoth and a bunch of bands smoking out of it went viral. So yeah, we went ahead and made another. We made a bass, a smokable bass.
Nice. It's a bigger chamber.
Not just for weed, guys. Sorry, what's that?
So it's a bigger chamber on that bass there. A nice fat smoke.
Yeah, it's
chamber.
a longer scale chamber. Yeah. A lower octave. Yeah, so we have one. We're going to be showing it at the NAMM show next week down here in Southern California. And that one will actually be for sale.
Brian?
Oh. Yeah, so one lucky customer going to walk, one lucky NAMM attendee.
That's amazing.
Hey, so hey, but let's get back into Intronaut, man, because you know, we can dive down all these rabbit holes, so to speak. So, Fluid Existential Inversions. You know, having followed you guys, especially with Ryan the Beard here, having introduced your projects to us, you guys seem to be a dabblers, so to speak, especially with the Cabenzies song title and everything. Fluid Existential Inversions. Do any of your song riffs, do any of your song titles come out of extraterrestrial mental excursions that you have? Fluid existential inversion. Tell us, man, where'd you get the ideas for these, man?
For the song titles and lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, and the name of the albums and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually, you know, the song Cubensis is about eating mushrooms. So you're right on that. That one is literally about that. I mean, everything else is kind of just touching on, you know, just the human experience and just your struggle to stay on top of your mental health and mm-hmm. your you know, just staying alive, basically. But of course it is sort of all put through the lens of, you know, crusty old drug addicts, which we are, I guess.
That's a quote of the night.
You're not alone, buddy. You're not alone.
So the album's coming out February 28th. I mean, I guess in just a couple words, if you had to sum it up, without spoiling anything, what can we expect from the record, man?
It's pretty wild, man. I mean, I think Cubensis is a good indicator of what else is on there. I mean, there's some, you know, lighter and slower songs, but there's definitely some intense stuff like that. I think it's, like, definitely our most just, like, proggy and just intense record that we've ever made, for sure. You know, we took off almost four, I think there was almost 5 years in between recording the last album and this one, so we had a ton of time to just really sift through all our ideas and pick what we liked and keep going back and refining stuff and just really having no pressure to get anything done by a certain time. So it really just gave us the room to stretch out and try and make the best record we could, you know?
That's got to be liberating, man, that like freedom to like stretch and just
like a deep sonic breath. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
So this is your sixth full length album as a band, and I'm sure you guys have it down to a pretty solid science when it comes to songwriting and putting ideas together. Do you what is the process like, and do you change the process from album to album at all? Do you go and explore new avenues of creativity?
And are you the solid songwriter going with the ideas, or do you guys collaborate? Like, how do you guys work?
As the years have gone on, I've kind of been the one to like put together the rough kind of demo of our songs. And then everybody will come in and kind of like add their ideas and their embellishments and all that stuff. And that's really when it becomes like, you know, Intronaut, definitely. But I mean, a lot of it's just kind of, I don't really have a set way of doing things. You know, I still like don't really know. I don't have, it's still hard for me to like come up with ideas. You know what I mean? I really have to like sit down and just like every night write, you know, and probably throw away still 95% of, you know,
because you're battling with yourself. Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I find that just staying on top of it and doing it all the time, you know, you can't expect every night to be, to give you gold, you know, just, you gotta just do it a bunch and eventually you'll get a bunch of stuff you can use, you know?
Hey, so where did you guys record this album? Because in, you know, I almost said 2020, we live in a world where you can do a lot of this stuff yourself. Did you guys go to a studio? Did you do it yourself? Where did you record? Tell us about that process there.
Yeah, we did record it. We tracked most of it, or we did half at this place called Clear Lake Audio, which we recorded a bunch of stuff for most of our records at that studio.
Okay.
So we did drums there, and then we did guitars and bass and vocals at a place called Riot House, which is just a smaller studio also in LA here.
Nice.
No, we're kind of dumb when it comes to like recording, or we're just not quite up to the task of like a professional recording
job.
Put it
in someone else's hands. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the guy that like, I'll be sitting there at night, you know, working on something and then realize that I deleted half of it, you know, by accident or something. So yeah, we did record our own, we did record all the synths on the record ourselves.
Oh, cool.
Joe and I sat there for, you know, a bunch of nights over a couple weeks and got that all down, and maybe some other little, you know, background tracks that you're hearing were done by us, but you know, it was all recorded there by Josh Newell, same guy that's worked on the last five of our records.
Cool.
Here in LA, and then we had Kurt Ballou mix it, and I went out to mix it with him at his studio in Salem, Massachusetts.
Nice.
That had to have been cool. Yeah, that had to have been a cool experience.
Yeah, it was great, man, to finally get him to like in the mix, and it was great. And getting to go out and kind of be there for it, I think, really helped a lot, because, you know, if you're doing stuff over the phone or email, you're just not getting every last point across.
Right. So but was Kurt cool with like you like kind of looking over your shoulder like that? It was cool with that whole thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was, like, kind of conscious of that that might have been, like, annoying, you know? Yeah. But I sort of, like, asked if it would be okay if I did that. He was like, yeah, totally. So I came for, like, the second half of it.
So, and, being
it was
polite.
A great time, man. He's
a good client.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't, you know, it was, yeah, no, it was fine. We just, you know, we probably spent half the time nerding out on gear when we should have been mixing. So,
well, there's a lot of other worse things that you guys could have been doing probably at some point in there. But hey, we're talking to Sasha from Intronaut, their new album Fluid Existential Inversions coming out February 28th, final day of that month here on Metal Blade. Before we jump into the song Cubensis, we got to find out, man. Reference, as you said, fairly obvious and illicit. Tell us about one of the weirdest and wildest times you had diving down that rabbit hole that is magic mushrooms. If you can remember.
No, I have a great one for you, actually.
Nice. All right.
I don't know. My math is bad. 2012, I think it was, we toured with Tool.
Oh, wow.
And the final night of that tour, somehow, we obtained a bag of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And right after we played, we all just ate a bunch in the backstage of some, like, arena or whatever.
Yeah.
And watched Tool. I couldn't watch the whole show. It was like way too intense.
Yeah, before it melted away.
Yeah. And then this was like, okay, so we leave the show, and yeah, this was back when, I don't know if you guys remember when, like, dubstep was like a really popular form of music.
Skrillex, baby.
And none of us, like, were into it at all, but our driver on the tour, like, knew we were on mushrooms, and he... We're driving around in, like, the snow in, like, I think it was, like, Toronto or somewhere in Canada.
Yeah. And nice and frosty.
He turned dubstep music. I sound like my grandpa talking about it right now, but he turned, like, this dubstep on, like, full blast, and just did donuts in this parking lot in our van for, like, 30 minutes. And we were all, like, you know when you're laughing so hard that you're, like, literally crying?
Yeah, it's like you can't breathe.
Tears going down my face, and then we watched these nature shows about flying snakes. I mean, it was just like, I cry laughed for like 6 hours that night. It was a real...
Man, that was... It sounds like you guys just know how to live, man. I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
First of all, congratulations on... I guess this would be like your 15th anniversary as a band? 16th, I guess? Or maybe longer than that. Am I bad at... I'm so goddamn bad at math. 2004, 2005?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 14, 15, 16. Yeah, you're right. 16, I guess.
Somewhere there you go.
Well, congratulations on that, man. And I know it's not easy to make it that long. You guys have hit a sincere, like, landmark, so congrats.
Thank you. It is a long time. Yeah.
So, Sasha, before we went to break there and played the song, there's a band here in Seattle called Fungal Abyss, and the idea behind Fungal Abyss, they all take mushrooms before recording completely improvisational rock music.
And metal.
And metal, and like, you know, and whatever, doom, and whatever comes about. It. Yeah, so if you were to experiment with this and to attempt this without any musical genre boundaries, if you can... What kind of music do you think would come out of you guys playing experimental?
Just sit you down in a room for like 6 or 7 hours.
Give you some shrooms, give you some instruments. What kind of music would come out?
On like a heroic amount of mushrooms.
Oh, hero dose.
Like, yeah, a heinous
hero
amount.
Hero dose. All right.
I can't, even a wimp dose, I can't even imagine anything good coming out of it, honestly.
Just come out with the next Frank Zappa album.
And then you go.
It'd be like Sun, but more boring. Like, that's what it would be. If I could even like touch a guitar, honestly.
Can't feel my fingers.
If you could even use your fingers, or your head.
Shout out Fungal Abyss.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, props to them.
Yes,
great.
The fact that they can pull that off, I'm still constantly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shout out Pete and Fungal Abyss.
That they haven't gone to prison. So, we were always curious to think about, like, everybody who... I've always thought everybody who's into heavy music and has been for a long time, at some point in your young life, and maybe even for some people later in life, there had to have been a light bulb moment for you. Whether it's an older family member, brother or sister, some kind of uncle or somebody, a concert, an album. Was there a particular moment where you heard a song and you went, OF, I'm in, dude, I gotta be into heavy music. What was a light bulb moment for you as a young person getting into music?
That got me into heavy music. It was probably, I mean, when I was like 10 years old in, 1991. So,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
You know, that's, yeah, I don't know. What was big that time?
The well, I mean, you're talking to us
album.
In Seattle.
Metallica Black
Never
album.
Mind, yeah.
Guns N' Roses, Appetite.
Yeah, Nirvana, for sure, yeah. I mean, it was like, I feel like those were probably a few years apart, but definitely, like, Metallica Black album, you know, Guns N' Roses, Appetite through Use Your Illusion,
right.
Nirvana, Pearl Jam, like, all those things, Soundgarden, all those sort of happened at the same time for me, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what got me into like guitar music, I think, and that's when I like knew that I wanted to play guitar for sure.
Do you remember the first album that you ever bought out of your own pocket?
I remember the first CD being Aerosmith Pump.
Okay, nice.
But I feel like I had tapes before then. I just don't remember what might have been first. Probably
maybe it
like,
was Columbia House, 10 for 1 cent.
Oh, yeah, that came soon after that, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, no, I had them all, for sure.
All right, well, we're talking about albums that you love and, you know, bands that influenced you, but what would be a couple albums maybe that you still love that we would be surprised by? Like, people are like, oh, yeah, the guy from Intronaut only likes heavy shit. Well, what would we be surprised that you really dig?
Ooh, I mean, surprised by? I'm not sure, man. I mean, I still listen to like AC/DC, Thin Lizzy, Aerosmith.
RIP, Phil Lynott.
Yeah, I mean, just like classic, classic rock like that. That's like just straight from my childhood. Dire Straits, you know.
Yeah.
As far as surprising stuff, I don't know.
No dubstep.
Man. I
mean, no dubstep, yeah.
Well, no dubstep.
That was
no.
a later in life acquisition, apparently.
I don't know. Yeah, probably nothing too surprising. I mean, if you hear Intronaut's music, you probably would guess that we listen to like all kinds of, you know, rock, jazz, like.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because when I learned how to play bass when I was a sophomore in high school, and like an announcement went over the PA when I was a kid, and they said, "Hey, the jazz band needs a bass player." And I went, "Yeah, let me get in there." So like I got like actually learned how to play music. Like real, you know, theory,
right.
you know, from being learning how to play jazz. And you guys have a lot of that in there. Was that something that you were you in band as a kid? Like what?
I was like same with as you in high school. Yeah, it was like the jazz band needs a guitar player. I mean, we played very little jazz. I mean, it was like some jazz songs like A Night in Tunisia and, you know, stuff like that. But it was a lot of Beatles songs and stuff, too. But our bass player, Joe, actually went to school. He went to UC Santa Cruz with and got his bachelor's degree in music.
Nice.
Like a focus on jazz. So he is like, he is our jazz and music theory guy. Like most of stuff I know is from him. Our other guitar player, Dave, also studied jazz a lot, not like in school or formally, but he was like a real student of like percussion and drumming for a bunch of years, so he has like a super deep understanding. So most of my knowledge comes from those guys. And
that's
just
so
I mean
cool.
We've all been friends since we were like in high school, you know, and we're all in our late 30s now, so we've all kind of absorbed a bunch from each other for sure.
That's awesome, man. That sounds like a really cool collaborative like friendship slash like, you know, relationship as a band.
My favorite word, amalgamation.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, we've all been jamming with each other for over 20 years probably at this point. Yeah.
All right, Sasha, one more goofy question for you before we move on here a minute, and let's cosplay or you know, pretend that we get drunk. We feed each other a whole bunch of
pretend
tequila or gin or something. We're at a karaoke bar and we all have to choose one song. What's the song you're going for, man? What's the karaoke go-to?
What you singing?
That's easy. My go-tos are, last time I was there, I kind of threw out a wild card and I did I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren.
Wow. Okay, deep cuts.
Wow.
But I'll get up and do, I'll do like a Motorhead song if they have them.
Yeah.
I'll do Holy Diver by Dio.
Oh, nice. Dio.
It's always a crowd favorite.
How about some Bob Seger? How about some Bob Seger?
Not really a Seger guy, you know. I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. Yeah, maybe some like Motley Crue or something.
Oh, nice. Right on.
I'm trying to, you know, spice up the room a little bit.
Yep. Absolutely.
Get a little livelihood.
Holy Diver will certainly spice it up.
Definitely. All right. Sasha from Intronaut, pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story about how you got it, man.
Biggest scar on my body, I think, as far as I can see right now, is on my thumb from when I was routing a guitar body with a hand router and wasn't paying attention. It skipped out of the guitar body and almost cut my thumb right in half.
Stabby McStabberson. Yikes.
That yeah.
Made like your career a big, very different.
Yeah, big half-inch router bit went right in down to the bone. And actually patched it up myself, which is super metal. It's very very gore metal oriented story here. But yeah, I actually just super glued it back together.
Amen.
And just put pressure on it for... 45 minutes or something like
just
that.
Just put some duct tape on it. Rub some dirt on it.
So I'm curious, how long of a break did you have to take before you were able to like use your hands and go back to work on your guitars?
An hour. I was working that day.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Very metal. Very metal.
Sick. Hey, Sasha, man. Thank you again so much for talking to us. From Intronaut, Fluid Existential Inversions out February 28th on Metal Blade. Man, we're super, super, super jacked to get our hands on some of the new material as it comes out. Do you have any final words for the Northwest heavy metal audience before we let you go tonight?
Yeah, are we going to be able to see you guys in a year or so,
yeah,
or within 2020?
Yeah, in 2020 we'll be up there for sure. I can't wait. I love playing the Northwest, especially Seattle. And
we'll provide you with some party favors.
Perfect. Great. We'll go do karaoke.
Yeah. We may or may not hold you to that. So if we can remember that. Hey, dude, Sasha, thank you again, man. And we'll see you the next time you come around. And we'll light up your cell phone one more time before that happens.
All right, cool, brother.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.